When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. When Herod saw he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled, because they are no more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Magi showed up at King Herod's palace, and to say they were uneasy was an understatement. It was nighttime when they arrived, and they were escorted through a back door by a guard. They'd heard the rumors about this king. When King Herod heard that this child was to be the king of the Jews, he was alarmed because that was his title. He was named King of the Jews by the Roman government. King Herod was a paranoid man. His own father had been poisoned to death by someone in his inner circle. Herod was known for being ruthless and extremely violent. He had killed his wives, three of his own sons, Pharisees, Sadducees, military leaders. But the Magi received the summons, and so here they were, trembling with fear, to meet this king. And the Magi told the king the exact time when the star had appeared. So Herod sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search for the child, and when you found him, bring me word, so that I may also go pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and the star they had seen in the east stopped over the place where the child was. They paid Christ homage, they presented their gifts to him, and when it was time to leave, the Magi were warned in a dream, "Don't go back to Herod, go back to your country another way." Herod saw he'd been tricked, and he wasn't happy about it. He killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under. And some scholars even believe that Herod included one of his own sons to be killed during this time because he was in that age range. This story is a tough one. It makes us sad and shocked that such evil was taking place. Killing innocent babies and toddlers is horrific. This is not the warm and fuzzy wise men story we like to hear. But we know that if we turn on the news, some of the stories we witness are not far from the atrocities of King Herod. Stories of war, school shootings, unspeakable violence appear on our screens so much that we have become desensitized to them. And King Herod was so afraid he would kill anyone he thought was a threat to his kingdom, no matter if it was his own family. He would stop at nothing to keep his position of power. Fear had overtaken his life, and every decision he made led to death and destruction. And when the Magi arrived in Jerusalem, they inquired about where Jesus was and had hoped for some directions. And instead, they came face to face with a king who had a reputation for being violent. They're journeying into unknown territory, to a land they've never been before, and they have a firm belief that they've been called to complete this task. The fear that they felt would not stop them as they were pursuing the shining star in the sky. It was a beacon of hope calling out to them in the night, and they felt they must keep going. And when they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. When they arrived, the Magi didn't immediately just start unloading camels. When we think of the wise men, we think of the Magi, they're not just handing out presents. They're not just handing out the gold, frankincense, and myrrh and then rolling out. On entering the house, they saw Jesus with Mary, and they knelt down and paid him homage. The Greek word for homage is proskuneo, and that means to prostrate oneself at the foot of a king. They were so overwhelmed by the presence of Christ that they dropped to the ground in awe and wonder, and they worshiped the newborn king. And the funny thing is, the Magi and King Herod were both so afraid. Fear can grip us and paralyze us and make us think we have no choice. We can be like King Herod, where our fear can lead to death. Or we can be like the Magi, where fear can lead us to new life, to new beginnings, to hope. It's a new year. How do we want to live this year? Do you want to live like King Herod, shackled in fear? Do we want to spend time doom scrolling on our phones or complaining about the state of the world or isolating ourselves because we're so afraid of the unknown? And it's so easy to give in to the fear of the unknown. We wait for that portal message to see what the new test results are. We wait for a job offer. We bury ourselves in screens to distract us from the world. We watch the news and feel helpless. We become frozen by fear, and we don't know what the next steps look like, so we spiral into anxiety. It's great. But what if there was a different way? What if fear doesn't stop us? What if, like the Magi, we stay open to wonder and possibility? The Magi went on a journey to find Jesus, and they were afraid. And then they saw him. They saw the one they had been waiting for. They saw the Messiah. They were overwhelmed with joy, and they dropped to their knees and they worshiped, because Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. That very same God that is with us while we wait, the comfort that the Holy Spirit provides us while we wait for that portal message, the prayers of loved ones that sustain us while we wait for that job offer. We can take the next right step and put our faith into action. We can be the hands and feet of Christ in the world. We can serve others. We can show up for friends having a hard time. We can find the joy. We can remember that we never walk alone. We can be like the Magi who responded yes without having anything figured out. Friends, 2026 can be the year where fear cannot stop us. Because no matter what happens, God is with us. Jesus has been born. He is with us and for us, and he will never leave or forsake us. Ann Weems sums this up perfectly in her poem called Stargiving. What I'd really like to give you for Christmas is a star. Brilliance in a package. Something you could keep in the pocket of your jeans, or in the pocket of your being. Something to take out in times of darkness. Something that would never snuff out or tarnish. Something you could hold in your hand. Something for wonderment. Something for pondering. Something that would remind you of what Christmas has always meant. God's Advent light into the darkness of the world. But stars are only God's for giving, and I must be content to give you words and wishes and packages without stars. But I can wish you life as radiant as a star that announced the Christ child's coming and as filled with awe as the shepherds who stood beneath its light. And I can pass on to you the love that has been given to me, ignited countless times by others who have knelt in Bethlehem's light. Perhaps, if you ask, God will give you a star. And there's good news this morning, friends. You have a star to guide you into this new year. When you came into worship today, you received a star word. And on each of the papers, there's a word: peace, hope, joy, patience, renewal, etc. And my challenge to us is to put that star word in a place you'll see it every day. Tape it on your bathroom mirror, put it on the dashboard of your car, stick it in your wallet, and ask yourself what it might mean that God gave you that word for the year. What might you need to pay attention to if you take the word seriously? And one of my favorite movies is Evan Almighty. And the character of God is played by Morgan Freeman. And God says, let me ask you something. If someone prays for patience, you think God gives them patience? Or does he give them the opportunity to be patient? If he prayed for courage, does God give him courage, or does he give him opportunities to be courageous? If someone prayed for the family to be closer, do you think God zaps them with warm, fuzzy feelings, or does he give them opportunities to love each other? Now, maybe your star word is renewal, or patience, or courage, and God will give us opportunities to be renewed, or patient, or courageous. We just have to look for God at work in our lives. Like the Magi, we might experience the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and be overwhelmed with joy. And together, we will not let fear stop us. We will remember that even in that unknown, God is with us. The path we are walking leads to new life in Christ. May it be so. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.